ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Oil prices may have stabilised overnight, but the prospect of a war between regional powers in the Middle East has investors on high alert. Iran is a founding member of the OPEC group of oil-producing nations, and some analysts believe a war with Israel would push prices above $100 a barrel. The uncertainty follows a warning from Ukraine that European energy prices will spike after Russia destroyed one of its largest power plants. Stephen Hamilton is an assistant professor of economics at the George Washington University, but he's in Scotland at the moment and he joins us this morning. Steve Hamilton, welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
Oil prices jumped in the days leading up to the Iranian attack on Israel, but they've fallen back now. What happens if a bigger conflict breaks out?
Yeah, I think your characterization is just right. So I think the thing that people need to have in their mind is that the market is pricing in uncertainty. You know, nobody knows exactly how this crisis is going to transpire. And so the market ahead prices in that uncertainty with higher oil prices. You know, the Dow Jones fell, gold prices are up, measures of volatility are up. And as, you know, things transpire, you know, if they don't work out so bad, the prices fall back down again. But I think so long as this uncertainty continues, I think people should expect, you know, oil prices to remain elevated and a lot of these other conditions to remain.
Israel is calling for more severe sanctions to be placed on Iran. What would that mean for Iran's oil exports?
Yeah, so they're a very large oil producer. They've been under pretty severe US sanctions since 2018. But since 2018, their oil production has actually recovered pretty dramatically. Actually, oil production out of Iran is almost back to where it was before the sanctions. I think the question is, what could be done, right? So we found with Russia, the incredible sanctions that have been put against Russia have more or less over time been unwound. You know, these Iran oil sanctions have been unwound because these countries find alternative markets. They find ways to get around this sanction. So I think it's not actually clear whether the world can generate, sanctions that would actually bind against Iran, and Iran is a member of OPEC, and a reduction in oil from Iran would have pretty dramatic effects on world oil prices. But again, I just don't think we know how much control could be exerted on Iranian oil supply.
OPEC has the capacity to increase production if prices rise again, but they want oil prices to be higher. Would they increase production?
I don't think they. I mean, if it was significant reduction in production, you know, it's not clear. Profits rise when prices rise in the short run, right? So my guess is, if those sanctions were to be tightened, that oil supply would fall and prices would rise dramatically. And again, I think there would be this flow of uncertainty that would keep prices elevated even if there was a supply response. So that would be a pretty dramatic step. It would indicate, pretty dramatic increase in the tensions between Iran and Israel. And so there's no way, oil prices would fall back to sort of where they were before April.
The US Federal Reserve recently warned that inflation could rise again. In Australia, the RBA isn't expected to cut interest rates anytime soon. Could this conflict be a trigger for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think what we need to keep in mind is, there are so many things going on, right? We have this war in Ukraine putting big upward pressure on energy prices. We have a Chinese economy which is weakening. We have this tension in the Middle East. We have the kind of unwinding of the pandemic inflation. And that just generates massive uncertainty, not just uncertainty for consumers, not just uncertainty for businesses, but uncertainty for the people sitting in the Reserve Bank or the Federal Reserve, right? So that means they have to kind of try and do their best to look through these short-term fluctuations. And I certainly think, nobody wants oil prices to put upward pressure on inflation, but that is very much a supply shock. And it is the kind of thing that they would try and look through. But again, we do have demand pressure in the economy that is pushing upward pressure on inflation. To some degree, those supply push inflation pressures do flow through to demand. So you can't rule out, some upward pressure on interest rates as a result.
Steve, always good to speak to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia.
Stephen Hambleton is an assistant professor of economics at the George Washington University.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.